Acetone, 21 hours, 3 minutes. Coordinated Universal Time.
N8LBV, N8IQJ. QST, QST, QST. Good evening, everyone. This is Whiskey Alpha 4 Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I'll be the net control for tonight's University of Michigan's Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net. It's held on the W8UM repeater and Echolink and All-Star. This is a directed net. It's open to all licensed amateurs. You do not have to be affiliated with the University of Michigan to participate. The purpose of the net is to discuss club events, practice net control techniques, exchange information, ask questions, and just have fun. Break for time. WAUM repeater is now part of the All-Star system, which brings many new features to the repeater. I wish to advise you that everything on the repeater is now being recorded, both RF and Echolink. I'll take check-ins in the following order. First, short-time mobile and portable stations, then Echolink, then All-Star stations, and finally all other stations. New hams are especially welcome to check in. If you have any short-time mobile or portable stations, please call Net Control now.
This is November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo, pedestrian mobile.
Net recognizes N8 SPE. Dave, how are you this evening? Weather's great to be pedestrian mobile.
It certainly is, and I just finished mowing here too, so. Things are really, the spring is looking really good. We've got lots of blooming trees in the neighborhood here, and it's just really, really nice. So, I had a guy here for the last couple of days working on fixing up the yard where the contractors had made a mess out of things by dumping gravel and sand in the middle of the yard. and water the seeds and the trees to grow.
Okay, Dave, you were dropping out there at the end. We got the gravel and sand dumped in the middle of the yard and not much after that. I'll send it back to you if you think that missing information is critical.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was moving around a little bit. I probably shouldn't do that. I have to find a hot spot to see there. The guy worked on the yard here and put in some new topsoil and seeding, and so now it's up to me to make certain that it keeps watered and we watch the little green sprouts come up. Go ahead.
Always great to see those little green sprouts come up. Anyway, thanks for checking in tonight. Good signal on this last one. Do we have any other short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard. Do we have any Echolink stations? Any Echolink stations? Please call Net Control now. Do we have any All-Star stations? Any All-Star stations? Please call Net Control now. Okay, nothing heard. So any and all stations, anywhere, any licensed amateur, anywhere, on Earth or elsewhere, please call Net Control now.
This is you. This is that.
Charlie Tango Oscar. Don.
Well, Bravo 8 Oscar is here, John.
Okay, I've WSAQ Matt, ACATO Don, and KBA OIS John. Do we have anyone else? Please call Met Control now.
KEA-BZJ, this is Mo.
KEA-BZJ, Mo. So that gives us four more stations to work with. This net keeps getting smaller and smaller. But anyway, we'll start with WSAU, Matt, followed by ACATO. Matt, any news for us tonight?
See, I spent a little bit yesterday and today changing oil and greasing my snowblower and getting it put away in the shed for the summer and getting the lawnmower out. And today I mowed the lawn for the first time, so I got that done. I think I need to get some longer ramps to get the snowblower up into the shed, because every year it seems to get dicier in trying to lift up that amount of incline. So I think I need to do something about that. In fact, I think I take that every spring and think, well, maybe I'll take two planks and hinge them together so that they'll fold up and fit, they'll fit in the head of the shed or something like that. And I forget about it for, until it's next bringing time to lift it up in there again. And I guess I've got one more question. I don't know if anyone knows this, but I've been looking at the Elecraft power meter. I'm wondering if Elecraft does discounts for stuff for Dayton, if I'm thinking about buying something from them, if I wait a little under a month there, or probably 2 or 3 weeks, really, if I will pay a whole lot less for it, or at least a fair bit less for it.
Well, Matt, I can't help you with the Elecraft question, but maybe somebody else will. Next up is ACATO, followed by KB8OIS. Don, any news from North Campus or anywhere?
Thanks, Pat. ACATO, Don. Not a whole lot of news. Let's see. For Matt, I cannot answer the Elecraft question. I've only made it to Dayton once ever, and I'm not going to make it this year, scheduling. On the ramps, I've got a fairly heavy, it's a 7-kilowatt Honda generator, which normally just wheel around the yard, but if I have to get in or out of my minivan for service or something, I need ramps. Harbor Freight had a set that were like foldable metal steel, but they're pretty decent, not horribly expensive, so that'd be something to consider if you want to make something. What else? I've been a little disappointed by the HF band conditions. I found they have all of my electronics working and not crashing at all. I'm trying to fill in the three bands I have the least contacts on, which is 17, 20, and 30, exactly because they were the ones where, like, RF getting in would crash things. But, bands have been so-so lately. So, we'll get there eventually, but that's about it. Pretty quiet on North Campus. I mean, the students are all hiding for finals, so head on back, ACATO.
Okay, Don, thanks for that report. Yeah, we went out to a coffee shop today about 2 o'clock, and it was completely full. Argo Farm stopped down here on Packard, and it was completely full of students with their laptops. There was virtually no other place to sit, and there were students, circling the coffee shop waiting for someone else. There were students circling the coffee shop waiting for someone else to leave so they could sit down. So anyway, next up is KB8OIS, followed by KB8BZJ. John, the frequencies are yours.
Thank you, KB8OIS. Yeah, like Don said, things are clearing out on campus. The students did complete the project. We have 7 students, two groups of students working on projects this last semester. The final one was completed, I think, on Thursday, where they beamed the radio signal to the ionosphere to measure the distance of the reflected signal. So that worked out really nice. I think that's it. They should probably be quiet until field day. I keep that KB8OIS.
John, just a quick question for you. Are you organizing a field day for the club this year? Back to you.
Yeah, we'll do the same thing. Peter will probably send out a notice. I suspect it won't be until, whatever, the second week of June. But we've got a couple more students that have participated in the Michigan Tuesday party last week, and I think they're going to be around and help participate. And like last year, We'll set up at 9 or 10 in the morning and tear down at 8, 8:30, something like that. So just a one-day participation. That's you've had KB8OS.
If it's clear and there are sunspots visible, I'll see about getting the telescope set up again, because that seemed to be a pretty big hit last year. So, anyway, final on this first round through, we have KB8BZJ. Mo, how are you this evening?
Well, this is KB8BZJ. I'm doing well. Got the lawn mowed today, which seems pretty popular in this group, and then managed to dig out my old and much neglected Yaesu FT817, hooked it up to the bedroom TV, and now I can do FT8 from under the covers. Should be a lot of fun. With that, back to Matt.
Well, that will be fun anyway. Thanks for checking in tonight. Okay, small net tonight, five people so far plus myself. Do we have anyone else out there, anywhere, Maritime Mobile, Zeppelin Mobile, Space Mobile, wishing to check into the WAQM Sunday Night Net? Please call Net Control WA4DSR now. Well, I heard something break squelch, Push the talk switch is going. Someone broke squelch, but nothing else. Try once more. Okay, with that, any more check-ins or rechecks? Do we have any rechecks? Please call. Okay, nothing heard. So with that, we'll close down. Thanks all five of you for showing up. That took just over 13 minutes. Five stations checked in, plus myself for six. And we'll hopefully talk with all of you and more, many more, next Sunday, same time, same frequency. Until then, have a great week. WA4DSR clear.